From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our program. I'm glad that you're joining with us this morning as we are turning to the Word of God and letting the Bible speak. Do make a point of joining us each morning at 9:30. We're on the air Monday through to Friday each week at this time. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ian Brown, and he's continuing with the theme that he preached on last week, namely the good news, and he's letting the Bible speak on the good news of the gospel. But before we hear that message, let's hear some words in song, an old-time favourite, How Great Thou Art.
How great Thou art! Good morning. Today we're continuing on the theme of the good news of the gospel. But before we get to our message, let's turn for a short Bible reading to the book of Isaiah, and to that tremendous chapter about our Lord Jesus Christ, spoken some 700 years before he came to this earth. Isaiah chapter 53. In verses 1, 5 and 6 of the chapter, we read this. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? But he, that is Jesus, the Messiah, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Good news deserves to be told. One of our hymn writers agreed with that, for he wrote, Wondrous love of Jesus, spread the news around. Pardon freely offered, what a joyful sight. Jesus, loving Saviour, died to set me free. Oh, that blessed whosoever, that means me. I think he had good reason to put his feelings on this issue into a song. For let's face it, the gospel is such good news. But why is the gospel good news? When I last spoke on the subject, I suggested then that the gospel is good news because of its content. The gospel contains Christ's good news regarding God. He tells us that God is merciful. It contains Christ's good news regarding sin, because that sin of ours can be taken away and removed forever. And it also contains Christ's good news regarding immortality. Eternal life is found in Jesus Christ and nowhere else. There are, of course, other reasons why the gospel is good news, and that's what we're dealing with this morning. It's good news because of its circumference, or its reach. There's nothing narrow or restricted about it. Its scope and appeal are as wide as, well, some people are too narrow and others are too broad when they come to this. What really counts is not what I say, not what someone else says, but what does the Bible say? And in Revelation 22 and the verse 17, the Bible says, Whosoever will may come. The scope and the appeal of this good news is as wide as the whosoever, and it's as long as Christian history. In the day when telephone boxes were a new invention, a poet went into one and he picked up the receiver. As he did, a flash of inspiration came to him, and he later sat down and penned these lines. A million hearts here wait our call, all naked to our distant speed. I wish that I could ring them all and have some welcome news for each. Pretty neat thought. He wanted to ring everybody and tell them a piece of good news. I'm sure he'd be a popular fellow. I can't help thinking that BT would have a field day with a guy like that. As far as he's concerned, it's certainly good to talk. Now that's exactly how the gospel operates. It puts a person in living touch with the world. It gives him a burning message for mankind. It makes him think and makes him act along the lines of that famous old hymn, Oh for a trumpet voice on all the world to call. The gospel has a word for the world, for every nation under heaven. Go ye into all the world, instructed our Lord just before he'd returned to heaven, and preach the gospel to every creature. It's quite interesting to note that the word news is made up of the first letters of the four points of the compass. North, east, west, south, news. As far as the spread of the good news of the gospel is concerned, well, the north has heard it. Wilfred Grenfell preached and lived it among the snows of Labrador. The east has heard it. Hudson Taylor took it to those Asian races. And the west has heard it, for David Brainerd proclaimed it to the Red Sons of the Prairie. The south has heard it. John G. Patton declared it to the untamed savages of the New Hebrides. And wherever this message of the grace of God has gone, it sparked off a most blessed moral and spiritual revolution. This good news about the living Christ, saving and healing and helping and touching men's lives, what a wonderful thing it is. I love that text of scripture that we find in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verse 29, that tells us, And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. What a day it'll be when from every point of the compass those saints go marching in. The gospel's appeal is as wide as the world. It's also been as long as Christian history. Lady Diana's dead is an historical fact now. It's no longer news. But on the 31st of August 1997, it was the most sensational and most tragic news anybody had to talk or think about. At that time, the announcement over the radios or through the television or whatever other news medium, "Diana's dead," came with the force of an electric shock to everyone who heard it. Today it lies as a cold fact at our feet. Everyone knows it's happened. Here's the extraordinary thing. The gospel, which is ultimately the record of the death of Jesus, an event we should note almost 1,000 times more remote from us in terms of time than the tragic passing of the famous princess, that gospel never grows stale or irrelevant. It's always contemporary, right up to date, brilliantly relevant to the needs of modern man. What gives it this perennial freshness? How does it happen? It happens because in every age, Christ is alive to bring his cross work before the eyes of men, to apply its merits to their hearts. It's the living Christ who makes a living gospel. The gospel is good news for man and good news forever, because Jesus rose and reigns. This word, it's good news because of its content. The gospel is good news because of its circumference. And also the gospel is good news because of its conversion. What a difference this good news makes in the life of the person who really believes it. This good news of God's grace transforms Saul of Tarsus from a ruthless persecutor of the Church of Jesus Christ into a revivalist preacher of dynamic proportions. This good news of God's grace transformed John Bunyan from a foul-mouthed person to the author of that timeless classic, The Pilgrim's Progress. And that book, in companionship with the Bible, I believe, has helped many a weary Christian on towards heaven. This good news of God's grace transformed John Newton from the slave trade into an earnest evangelist whose only desire was to deliver men from slavery to the devil and sin. Think what this good news could do for you. And the truth is, and Jesus Christ can save you too. That's the news. Your sinful heart, he can renew. That's the news. This moment, if for sin you grieve, this moment, if you do believe, a ready pardon you'll receive. That's the news. You can have the joy. You can have the salvation. You can have the forgiveness. You can have the security that comes through this good news by calling upon Christ in faith and in repentance today. Then you too will be broadcasting this good news. Take it from me. Salvation may come quietly, but we can't remain silent about it. Thank you again for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.